Rusty Quill presents.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wake of Corrosion. Season 4, Episode 1. Ever Outward.
Not a fucking chance, Naya.
Skillim Kla! No Kra Kla!
Ryan! Ryan, run!
Naya, you promised to give us a choice. You promised not to harm us.
I promised you, Ryan. Not this one. Skillim Kla!
God, Ryan. Damn it!
Ryan, run! The spores!
I see it. It's all right. It's okay.
This is for the good of us all. Elliot, like Jim, he is a pestilence in our new world. He cannot be allowed to continue. The spiraling star led you to me so that I and I alone could rid our new world of your plague. If you would not yield yourself, we shall rise from the ashes of the old world. And all those harvested shall act as the seeds from which we shall germinate and flourish with every wrong done to this earth, paid for and balanced in the aftermath of the fire. We shall rise for the ashes of the old world and all those harvested.
Claire. And I shall be such a seed amongst the stars of Andromeda and our own among the great arms of the spiraling star.
Claire, you killed her.
You have no idea the pain she's caused. She was a monster.
No. You're the monster.
Ryan? No! Fuck! Wipe his face!
Ryan, stop!
How could you do that? How could
get
you
get the spores off his face! Just don't get any on your skin!
Alright. There. It's done.
I'll kill you! Watch. What?
Okay.
What's going on?
What the fuck, Claire?
There's so much blood.
The spores. It's the spores she used on him. From the ash paint. It fucks with your thoughts. Brainwashes you, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. But wait. Not everyone here has that. In fact, most people don't.
Ever considered that most of the people here want to be? Besides, it doesn't take long before it's fully absorbed into your body. From what I can tell, once you've been exposed to a large dose and it's allowed to stay on your skin for an extended period... Look, I... Just understand, it got everyone else here, and it nearly got me. But seriously, I don't think we've got time right now.
Claire, did I?
It's fine. Pick yourselves up. We have got to get out of here.
Easier said than done, I imagine.
Come in. Over. Can you hear me?
We hear you, Jess. We can't really talk right now, though. There's... Well, I think you heard...
Naya's dead, isn't she?
Yeah, and we've got an entire commune to battle through.
Okay, Understood. Ryan, are you...
I'm fine, really. At least for now, anyway. Claire, I'm sorry.
All right. I'm here if you need me. Whatever I can do.
Those sounds out there, they're what I think they are, aren't they?
I had a feeling this would happen.
Then why kill her? I mean, you could have incapacitated her, knocked her out, something, right?
Wrong. Seen someone try that before. The way she is, well, was entwined with these entities, she just woke back up again immediately, but was... I don't want to say possessed, but it certainly wasn't her in control. It was something else. I figured if I had any way of stopping her, it was going to be through killing her. Now look, I'll tell you more later, but Ryan, Elliot, we've got to leave this room. We cannot stay here.
Then what's the plan?
My dad used to always tell me it was cowardly to run.
You can't be suggesting we stay and fight.
Well, you didn't let me finish. You might think that meant my dad was brave, sure, but as my Nana always said, bravery and stupidity are often confused. We're running, Elliot. We are sure as hell running. Now, if we come out of this door and turn left, it leads to the main corridor. Straight down there and back through two sets of double doors, and it leads us to the schoolyard at the back. That's how you got in here originally, right? Through the gap in the fence?
It is. Past that room again.
That'll be the least of your worries.
Claire, what about your children?
A friend took them already. Outside the school.
A friend? In here? How can you trust...
Trust him? I just do. You both ready?
What about Roman?
Roman's not here, Elliot. Not in the way you might think.
I know, but... I don't know. I just... I feel like they could do something to him with that rift still open.
If they wanted to do something, they would have done it already. And even if they had other things in mind, there's no way we can close the rift. They have their own will. We can't influence that. You both ready for this?
As I'll ever be.
I suppose.
Then let's go. Seems pretty quiet. Stick to the walls and stop at the corners. We'll get through this better if we don't rush too much. Keep a steady pace, though, and stay close together.
The fuck is going on?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Claire, but I believe that without Naya's presence, a lot of the creatures here have no warden anymore. No jailer, so to speak.
You're right.
That one sounded closer. Shit. Shit!
Shh!
Should I try the words?
Not with this one. No, just wait.
Okay.
Okay, we got lucky that time. Keep moving.
Claire, those spores, will they have any sort of lasting effect on me?
I haven't experienced any yet, Ryan, but I really couldn't say. Okay, there's a bit of an open section here. One second. Shit!
There are things there, aren't there?
All right. Shit. Shit, there's no other way.
There's something coming. Come on, get yourselves in here.
We were never enough! They've come for us at last!
Hurry!
It's the only way! The only way to the new world! We were never enough! We were never enough!
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Are they...
Shh! Stop!
No, 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 no!
They know. I'll barricade the door. You find another way out.
The windows!
They're the safety ones. They only open so far.
Grab a chair. Something. Anything.
This isn't going to hold long.
The Come on, who made these damn windows? Go!
Claire, come and help us.
This isn't enough.
Oh, fuck. We are not getting out of this one.
Come on, you bastards. Let's do this.
For what it's worth, I think we did well. You especially, Claire.
Enough!
Roman?
They're parting. Why are they parting?
The shadow. Look at the shadow.
Holy shit, Roman, is that you?
Astral projection.
What the actual fuck? They're not moving. They're all looking at you, Roman.
Fuck yeah, they are. Now you're gonna leave or what?
What in the hell is going on?
Long story short, the shadows are people trapped between worlds, just like me. Except, well, I'm a special sort of trapped. And it seems with special sort of trapped comes with a special degree of control. Notably over these creepy bastards here. Now I've made my grand entrance. Allow me to inform you that this is really fucking hard to keep up. And the further they get from the rift, the harder it is. So, you know, get a move on, yeah?
You heard the man. Absolutely fuck everything about this, apart from the you saving us, of course.
Just keep going, alright? I'm not actually here, so I'll be fine.
You got it, bro. You sure this is safe?
Nope. But what are you gonna do?
I love you, man.
Soppy git.
Thanks, Roman. Alright, Ryan, Elliot, let's get to that backyard.
God, these things are hideous.
Try not to look at them too much, seriously.
Okay, now just the hole in the fence.
The door to that room, the one we're locked in, it's open.
Let's just hope that whatever was inside has taken this opportunity to leave.
Oh, it hasn't left. Oh, Star, you have seen my potential and chosen to present this opportunity. Your work I shall complete. Claire, now I did not expect this. Oh, my dear, you covered that up awfully well, didn't you? Not been taking your daily dose of ash, have we? Dearie me. No matter. You'll all end up feeding the Star some way or another.
Jackson,
fuck. Right, prick. Listen to me. I don't know how you survived being locked in there with that thing, but you know full well you had it coming after what you did to us. Naya is dead and this whole place is falling apart. So move out of our fucking way, all right? And no one has to get hurt. Got it?
Whoa, now. That's not the Elliot I know. The Elliot I know, the Elliot from the broadcasts, he'd either want to help me or run away like a coward. Where has all this bravado come from? Where's your heart full of complaints, of worry? Of fear.
Bravery and stupidity are often confused, Jackson. You're outnumbered, so don't choose the latter.
My, he has changed, hasn't he? Is this the Elliot you remember, Claire? Oh, wait. You don't actually know him, do you? Elliot was never there. Not for this, Claire, anyway.
Wait, Claire?
Oh, said too much, have I? Oh, well, no matter. I'll give you something else to worry about. Silib Nack.
Oh, you're the one who tried to kill my brother. Yeah, bad move, Dickwad. Real bad move. I'll deal with this one.
Don't kill him, Roman. Don't put that on yourself.
You... what? But how? No. The power. How do you have such power over them? Tell me. Show me how.
Wow, desperate fellow, aren't you? Come back in here with me and this slimy bastard, and I'll give you a little lesson.
Roman.
Don't worry.
Yes. Yes. The power of it. And your body, the shadowy form, manifests invulnerable, even to the light. Such mastery.
Precisely.
That guy was entirely mad. We can all agree on that, right?
For sure. Now...
let's fuck off, shall we? I think is the phrase you're looking for.
Sure. It's getting dark. You came in a van, right? How far away is it?
A few minutes walk, providing it's still there. Where are you meeting your friend?
They should be in the house. The same one with the hole in the fence?
Let's be quick now then. After that disturbance, we don't want to be here wandering around in the dark.
Haven't said that in a while. Jess, looks like we're in the clear. If you're still broadcasting this, could you wind it down whilst we sort ourselves out? We'll check in with you once we're back at the van, alright?
Sure thing, Ryan. I've got so many questions, though.
Haven't we all? Ryan out.
Survivors, I feel a little like Ryan used to here. I really don't know what to say. Or do. I'm going to see if I can speak to Roman here at A12. See what he can tell me about all this. About his current state. Condition. I don't know what to call it. Well, I just hope he's not too caught up at the school. We'll see. Until next time, survivors. Don't wander in the dark, I suppose.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more news and updates, follow us on social media at Wake of Corrosion. You can also support the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/Wake of Corrosion. Joining at any tier will get you access to all future episodes 1 week early. Wake of Corrosion is written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Lee Pellington as Roman, Adele Cliff as Jess, Brianne Leeson as Claire, Lena Patu as Naya, George Worrell as Jackson, Vincent C. Davis as Wild Cultist. Intro theme, Phantasm, and outro theme, Shadowlands 5 Antichamber, were created by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces are reduced from their originals with fade-out effects, character voiceover, and radio static effects. Morse code SFX from morsecode.world, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips. Full credits and transcripts can be found at wakeofcorrosion.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, don't wander in the dark.
As always, here's a shout out to our generous Patreon subscribers who have helped make this show what it is today. AI Monogatari, James, Andrew, David, Mandy, Tatiana, Brandy, Sai, Mech G, Karen, Eileen, Christy, Martina, KM, Paul, and Twiglets. Thank you all so much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.